The 4P's Radio Training School is sponsored by the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Community Fund. To find out more, go to hiwcf.org.uk.
Hello, my name is Lennon. Today I'll be talking about Jurassic World Chaos Theory. So let's get straight to the point. The first episode starts out with a new dinosaur we haven't seen, Apatrirhinosaurus, which is not very known. In this new series, we get to see the dinosaurs as more than just mindless killers, as it was shown in Camp Cretaceous. First Camp Cretaceous and now Chaos Theory have done a spectacular job showing how dinosaurs are not just mindless brutes, as they give them emotion and understanding as well as intelligence. The Allosaurus was a welcome change to the normal T-Rex, and the addition of it being half blind was a nice little detail. Seeing the new Blast 6 all grown up was pretty nice to see. The new dinosaurs were amazing, and many were new, and most got more screen time than they did previously. There were many cliffhanger endings, which is usually a reference to Camp Cretaceous, which all kept me on the edge of my seat. We are brought back to Ian Malcolm saying life finds a way, which then leads to the Rexy, and of course includes a massive fight scene with Rexy, Ghost Pantheria, and a tiger, which then caused the Allosaurus to go rogue. We were given some background of Darius and Kenji after what happened to Brooklyn. There are some sad moments for most characters, however there are a lot of happy and life-changing moments, in addition like how we got the Etroraptors more screen time than Camp Cretaceous. Other than the chase, they all got their own little moments. The ending and the fact in Jurassic World means we all of course get another season, which may be on the way soon. Overall, a lifetime is a this series will give you the best show of your lifetime, so I recommend it to any Jurassic Park fan or any Jurassic fan in total. So I'd give this a 10 out of 10. And if you want, you can also watch this animated series on Netflix. See you all next week.